Bulgaria is not the first country that comes to mind when you think about Islam, but Bulgaria is home to about 1 million Muslims. They make up 12% of the country's population, and they're not immigrants from other countries. They're native Bulgarian Muslims. Both Christians and Muslims were oppressed under communism. But in recent years, Bulgaria has witnessed a resurgence of religious identities. Conservative Muslim charities from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and elsewhere have been pouring millions of dollars into Bulgaria's Islamic community. They're building mosques and Quranic schools. Some Muslims in Bulgaria are insisting on using religious symbols such as headscarves. Not all Bulgarians are happy about that. Kristen Godsey is a fellow at Princeton University. She's just back from Bulgaria, where she says she witnessed growing divisions along religious lines.
Two big things happened this summer. One is that two young high school girls from a school in Smolyan brought a case against their local high school alleging discrimination because they're not allowed to wear their headscarves. This made a big sort of national fury, and it went before the Anti-Discrimination Commission. And the Bulgarian Anti-Discrimination Commission ruled in their decision on the 27th of July that this was not discrimination and that the school had the right to ban the wearing of headscarves. About a month later, 110 Turkish students applied to attend a medical university in Plovdiv, which is the second largest city in Bulgaria, on the conditions they could wear their headscarves to school. And the rector of that school and the faculty voted to ban headscarves at the university, at the medical university. And what this has done is created sort of a public uproar. And it looks like there may actually be some legislation in Bulgaria, similar to the French law, that has banned headscarves. But what's particularly interesting is that the Minister of Education, Daniel Velchev, has said that if they ban headscarves, they're going to ban all religious symbols, even small little crosses, in schools.
This brings up an interesting point, because it comes down to the symbolism, of course, but also the fact that the Muslims, and there are three different kinds of Muslims
right.
in Bulgaria, Turk, Slavic, and Roma, that they have a stake in making sure that they have an imprint in Bulgaria before it potentially does join the EU.
Exactly.
And then secularists, on the other hand, do. Why do they all feel as though they have to make their imprint prior to any accession of Bulgaria to the European Union?
Well, I think there are pressures. Bulgaria is a small country. It's a weak, relatively weak state compared to other states that emerged after post-communism. And it's really important to remember that the Muslim minority in Bulgaria is not made up of recent immigrants or their children. These are indigenous Muslims that have been there for hundreds of years. So there's a push here, I think, to sort of establish religious rights before January 1st, 2007, which was just announced to be the accession date, in order to push the Bulgarian government on what its policy is going to be towards their religious minorities. And it's particularly important that the EU, as part of the accession agreement, there was nothing about Bulgaria's relationship with its religious or ethnic minorities. So the EU did not make an issue of it. Look, Bulgaria is the first, will be the first EU country with a large indigenous Muslim population, which sort of shifts, I think, the arguments in some ways about extending different types of human, religious, and cultural rights.
And there are secular interests, on the other hand,
Absolutely.
Who are responding. What are they doing?
Here's the thing. There's another part of the story, which is there are also ultra-nationalists in Bulgaria that came into parliament in 2005, and they have been, over the summer, mounting protests against mosques. The leader of this nationalist movement, if the presidential elections were held today, they'll be held in October. If they were held today, this guy would come in second place. So there is a lot of support among the ultranationalists, which are, and they're particularly targeting the Muslims with their rhetoric. And this is quite frightening in a Balkan country where just 10 years ago there was a conflict between Christian and Muslims in Bosnia. So the secularists are really kind of caught in the middle. The AC is, on the one hand, a sort of resurgent Islamic identity, and on the other hand, a really sort of rabid resurgent nationalist identity, which is very much tied to Christian Orthodox Christianity.
Do Americans have a stake in this, in what happens in this impoverished country halfway around the globe?
Absolutely. Bulgaria is a member of NATO, and we are building military bases in Bulgaria. There will be American troops stationed in Bulgaria in the future. I think American interests are extremely involved in this, particularly because The Balkans have traditionally been a tinderbox in Europe, and we know from recent history that Christian-Muslim relations are something that we should always be paying attention to.
Kristen Godsey is an assistant professor at Bowdoin College. She's currently a fellow at Princeton. We spoke to her about the fate of Islam in Bulgaria.